Multiplying more motorcycle chaplains through volunteer and part-time ministry? One of the healthiest ways to strengthen motorcycle chaplaincy is not to rely on one person alone. It is to multiply more chaplains. That does not always mean building a large formal program. Sometimes it means helping one faithful rider, one steady volunteer, one church-connected servant, or one trusted ministry helper grow into a clearer chaplain role over time. That matters because motorcycle ministry is relational, local, and often long-term. One person cannot carry every conversation, every memorial ride, every family follow-up, every recovery call, and every worship opportunity. If the ministry depends on one overextended chaplain, it becomes fragile. Multiplication creates strength. In 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul wrote, "The things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit the same things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." That is a ministry pattern worth remembering. Faithful ministry is meant to be shared, entrusted, and passed on. For motorcycle chaplaincy, this means looking for people who are faithful, teachable, relationally wise, humble, steady under pressure, able to listen, respectful of boundaries, and willing to serve without needing attention. Not everyone needs to be a full-time chaplain. In fact, much biker ministry will be served best by volunteers and part-time chaplains who are rooted in local churches and present in real riding communities. That fits the Christian Leaders Institute vision well. Volunteer and part-time ministry can be real ministry. Study-based preparation matters. Character matters. Presence matters. Calling matters. So how do you multiply wisely? First, notice who already carries spiritual weight with humility. Sometimes the future chaplain is the one who listens well, shows up consistently, and does not make ministry about self. Second, invite people into simple responsibility. Ask them to join a visit, help with follow-up, attend a memorial ride, support a prayer moment, or learn how to be present without pressure. Third, teach the culture of chaplaincy early. That means consent-based prayer, scripture with permission, confidentiality with limits, role clarity, respect for leadership, and long-term faithfulness. Fourth, keep the pathway realistic. Many strong motorcycle chaplains will be volunteers, part-time servants, bivocational ministers, or church-appointed workers. That is not second-class ministry. That is often exactly how sustainable multiplication happens. Fifth, connect multiplication with accountability. Emerging chaplains need training, support, correction, and spiritual covering. They do not just need enthusiasm. In organic humans language, multiplication is whole person formation. You are not merely filling slots. You are helping form embodied souls for wise and faithful ministry. In ministry sciences language, this means helping people develop emotional steadiness, relational maturity, self-awareness, and sustainable rhythms. Jesus did not only minister to crowds, he formed people. Motorcycle chaplaincy should do the same. A mature ministry asks not only, how can I serve well now? It also asks, who is coming behind me? Who can be formed? Who can grow into this calling? That is how ministry becomes durable. That is how the work outlives one personality. And that is how more riders, families, and motorcycle communities can be served with Christ-centered care over time.